Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are going over to our sister community across the river and saying hello to Casey Johnson. She is the Prescott Chamber of Commerce in Prescott's coordinator, and we are thrilled to have her on the phone with us, giving us a little bit of an update of how things are going in Wisconsin. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Thanks for having me, Mel.
Oh, I'm so glad that you called in. Thank you, thank you. So this is a trying time for a lot of people, and I know especially for business owners, and you certainly know a lot of business owners. How many people are in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce?
Well, we're up to about 85 now. So it's, this has been an interesting time. You know, just trying to stay in touch with everyone, trying to provide resources, trying to get information out. But I think we have some, you know, some strong numbers, some people trying to stay positive here, and, you know, we'll see where we come out on the end. But yeah, we're about 85 strong right now.
Well, that's a great number, and it's also nice that they have each other perhaps to lean upon and ask questions of each other, because I know in Hastings, a lot of the chamber members, you know, really lean on each other. So how is it going? Because your governor, is it Evers?
Evers.
So Governor Evers just announced a couple days ago about, it's called Safer at Home in Wisconsin. Is that correct?
That's right. All those that are non-essential businesses that were supposed to, you know, close down and, you know, stay home. And this extends through April 24th now. So we've got a long month ahead of us. I think most, you know, thankfully the city of Prescott sent out the information yesterday. So we got that to our members, which was helpful. And they got this additional clarification so that restaurants specifically could find out, you know, whether they're deemed essential as far as being allowed to still provide takeout in the carry out curbside. So thankfully a few of our businesses in town are going to hang on and continue to provide those services. You know, some of the other shops and all that that have to shutter up for now. And then we've had some that have businesses that have voluntarily a week or so ago decided to close down until, you know, we get through this. But so I think you're right about leaning on each other, where they, most of the businesses have been talking to each other, trying to figure out, you know, who's going to do what. And, you know, even promoting each other as far as, hey, we're going to do breakfast, but you should go here for lunch and dinner kind of thing. So, you know, it's kind of nice to sort of see that come out of this, I suppose.
So can you tell us what restaurants are still open in Prescott for delivery? Or do they do delivery or just takeout?
No, they can do the delivery and takeout. And yes, so thankfully I've been sort of, I go through every day to try to update a listing that we have on our Facebook page. So, you know, you've got Carboni's and Papa T's that still do delivery and takeout for pizza. Even Common Man, who in Ellsworth, they are continuing to do their takeout burger night. Dairy Queen's got their drive-through and their walk-up window available. Our Five Stars Chinese restaurant is available. Philander's continues to do their takeout. Prescott Roadhouse remains open with the curbside takeout. Attack Deli, so obviously you can go grocery shopping there, and then the deli is still available. Even Rivertown Nutrition is doing, you can call ahead and pre-order your shakes. And then Valley Bar and Grill is taking orders, and they've got a full menu online and are able to provide off-sell as well. So we still have a handful of numbers out there, you know, where people can call ahead. So we list the phone numbers, we try to provide the menus and any specific orders or information for that day, whatever the special might be. We just got word, I mean, the last couple of days at Twisted Oak was going to have to close down for now. So unfortunately, Broad Street and Kitchen Table, Muddy's, No Name Scabs, and then Lucille's just announced they're going to go ahead and close down to sort of recoup and figure out where to go next and how long this is going to last. But there are definitely some options.
So can you tell me again why did those restaurants all close together?
I think, you know, each one had sort of different reasonings. It's, you know, it was harder, I think, for some of the bars to do the 6 feet apart in the beginning. You know, it's hard to serve and continue to keep the cleanly standards, you know, the turnover and the rigorous standards probably. And then some of them, I think, are just realizing, you know, as people are required to stay in home, they're just not getting the traffic they need. But, you know, I think that's where, thankfully, we have, you know, some businesses like River City Stitch, that Kim French has come up with this great idea to have members or anyone, any business in the community that wants to, in the Prescott and River Falls community, they're going to do these online t-shirt sales. And for every t-shirt that your business, so like Broad Street or Patak, so you can go purchase a shirt with the Patak logo or the Broad Street logo, and half of the profit of the shirt goes to that specific business. For an additional $10, there's another logo that you can put on the back that's about business supporting business, and then that's going to go to a separate cause within the communities to people that are affected. So we have members that are rallying around to try to help the businesses that have decided to close, and I'm sure there's going to be more efforts like that throughout town, hopefully. So
that is nice to hear. You know, April 24th, Safer at Home order, which is similar to our shelter in place order in Minnesota. That's a later date than what we were given in Minnesota. We were told to shelter in place until April 10th. So I wonder how that's going to all shake out. You would think they might be uniform.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they, you know, how much longer or if there's going to be a reset at some point here, but, you know, for now, we're just going to have to wait it out.
So your school system, we did have a nice conversation with Superintendent Spicuzza, and has that then until April 24th, you're not going back to school physically, right? Or is that extended also?
There has been no official announcement about that I'm aware of. Right now it was through April 6th, but again, I think if this order supersedes that, but the school district has not come out and said anything. So
who are you leaning on for support?
Oh, goodness. Well, all our members, actually. It's been quite great to, you know, we have such a great and supportive active board as well. But, you know, it's been, you know, every day we get information, whether it's from the Department of Tourism or the Small Business Administration, or even the Pierce County Economic Development Corporation. So to sort of synthesize that information and pull it together to then reach out to our members. So I've been hearing back from a lot of people in the area, just, you know, hey, thanks for the information. Thanks for keeping us updated. So that's helpful. It's also just great to be able to connect with everybody. So it's an interesting time, but I do think it's, you know, we're all sort of talking a little more. There's a, you know, more flow of information. People were, you know, picking up the phone instead of just emails or texting. So I have to say, really, I mean, the community itself has been pretty great about this. And you can see on Facebook and the updates and comments and things like that. But yeah, I mean, again, between the board and our members, it's been kind of reassuring, I think.
So your Facebook page for the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is a good resource for not only businesses, but people that might be listening and wanting to know what still is open.
Yeah, and so we're trying, like I said, every day, you know, and it changes hourly sometimes, and we put the information out, and then someone decides to change their hours or something. So we do try to repost that information and update it daily. We did just hear, you know, and the great part of this is we're really talking to some of our, you know, just the other businesses that may not yet be a member of the chamber, but, you know, we really want to provide a service for the community. You know, so we heard from a company today that they're looking for some diversified manufacturing. I mean, they're a lead producer of hand sanitizer, and they need people to fill the 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. shift. So they're hiring. And so for all those people that may be out of work for the time being, you know, there's an opportunity. So we want to be able to just to be that connector and to help promote these opportunities during this time. So it's been pretty great to see everybody come together and share that information and look to us to get that out there. But yeah, so our Facebook page is probably the easiest way to get a hold of that. We are sending out emails to our members as well, and it's been great to get, you know, the online sermons from our churches as well, and a lot of things that are now, you know, they're emailing us ahead of time so that we can share those as well. So it's, you know, it's sort of across the board from the business and community organizations and the faith-based groups too, so.
And there's actually good things coming out of this if we look for them. Won't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think for every time a group has gone to one of these businesses to ask for a fundraiser, I know the community is going to rally here in the end. And, you know, everybody will be there to get back to their watering hole or their Tuesday night taco somewhere, or, you know, making sure that they're getting their cars fixed in town. And, you know, all of that will make a difference when we get through this in a few weeks, hopefully.
So Governor Evers, when he proclaimed his executive order, what did he deem necessary and is still able to stay open?
Well, again, most of the restaurants that can do the takeout only, obviously any of the, we have the banks that are still open, lobby, I mean, no lobby hours, but drive through so that you can deposit paychecks. I mean, the groceries and anything with medicine. So I think it's pretty much modeled after most of what other states are doing too. So some of the transportation, you know, is still allowed, but, you know, obviously you don't want to be on buses if you don't have to be, and, you know, minimal interaction with people, staggering shift times if you have to go to work, if you are deemed essential. And then obviously the same, you know, washing your hands 6 feet between people, not shaking hands. But yeah, so most of like the grocery stores will remain open. And then I think, you know, just the nursing homes and things like that. So if you have to go to and from to take care of parents and elderly family members, things like that, you're allowed to be on the roads, but they really just sort of, you know, would prefer everyone to sort of stay in place and try to minimize that as possible. So.
And how is that being enforced in Wisconsin?
That's a good question. I mean, from what I understand, that you, you know, I don't think they're going to arrest you, but that you could be pulled over and questioned. But I don't, you know, again, I think, you know, need to just be socially conscious of that and do the right thing. So, but I know the city of Prescott, you know, they had the police department went around to give all the businesses the notification from the governor earlier this week. So, you know, they've been in touch with most of the businesses and I guess enforcing it that way as well.
And I know it's a tough thing, but I hope it's been received well.
Yeah, I think there's some that feel they're in a gray area. So we have a couple businesses that have reached out, just sort of, you know, I would consider myself essential, but I'm told I'm not, and I don't want to lose my business. And, you know, I think there's some gray areas, and some people are trying to get a little more clarification. So hopefully that gets resolved in a positive way. But, you know, these are people's livelihoods, and, you know, they're small town, small business, and family businesses. So it does get personal, but again, hopefully these things get taken care of in the right way.
I know that you do work with various other chambers. You mentioned the Prescott Chamber, and I know you're doing something in conjunction with the Hastings Chamber, hopefully in May. Do you find that you're able to bounce ideas and questions off some of your fellow chamber members?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the good part is, you know, within the Pierce County even, and then across the river in Hastings, most of the emails and information that is being sent out in the morning that gets delivered, you know, we're all on those same email chains and threads to sort of, you know, if anybody has questions or how are you sharing this with your members, you know, we get the Hastings Chamber newsletters to make sure that every, you know, emails are consistent and information, and so that's helpful. But yeah, hopefully we can look to May, and we're not going to take everything off the books yet, but we've been working with the Hastings Chamber about doing an Eagle Watch bike tour. So from the Prescott side to the Hastings side on the new bike path. So hopefully we'll leave that on the books for now. So that's like Saturday morning, May 9th. And then the Chamber, you know, Prescott, we have our golf outing in June, in the middle of June. So we're going to leave that on the books for now and just sort of see what happens. But, you know, hopefully some good partnerships down the road here for sure.
And Casey, you also have a business where you are an event planner. How has that been impacted?
Well, no events right now. So, but, you know, you never stop looking for business or reaching out. And I'm still working with Pandora and SiriusXM on some things. You know, so we're planning for the future as well for that. So hopefully there'll be opportunities down the line. So staying busy for sure.
Right. But that only makes you able to be empathetic to some of the things that your chamber members are feeling.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, I work remotely most of the time if I'm not down in the chamber office anyway. So I am very blessed to still continue to be able to do this. But so I do feel for people when, you know, I know how difficult this can be right now where things are being put on hold or you do all this planning and you're ready to execute on something and then you just can't. And it's out of our hands. So, yeah, I know people are making very difficult decisions. You know, and to your point about the silver lining, I mean, there are some of the restaurants that have made very smart choices to, you know, send the food home with their employees to make sure they're taken care of or have been donating to the food shelf here in Prescott. I mean, you know, people are going to need help. And I think this is the time that everybody comes together. You know, so I think just making sure people know that they could ask, know that sometimes school is the safest place where the kids can get food and meals and making sure people reach out and can still get those services. So I think a lot of people are, you know, it's going to take a community for sure to get back on our feet and through this.
So your food shelf is still open?
Yeah, I think by appointment only, obviously. And, you know, Pete French does such a good job of coordinating with everyone and making sure those needs are met. So but like I said, the restaurants are able to provide the food for, you know, refrigerated and send in canned goods, things like that. But, and I think that is one of those where the nonprofit charitable items that, you know, if meals need to be delivered, that's still considered essential. So the restrictions are a little less on a business like that.
Right. Well, we'll be thinking about you. What can we do to help you from the public standpoint?
You know, I think we're just hopefully promoting some of these efforts, like what River City Stitch is doing, selling the T-shirts to give money back to the businesses. And like I said, I think there's probably a few other opportunities in the works. I know some of our board members have talked about, you know, some upcoming things that we could possibly do. So, you know, staying in touch and getting that information out and keeping everyone in your thoughts and prayers. So,
Casey,
make sure to keep you in the loop.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Casey. And we are so grateful that you took the time to chat with us. Good luck to with everything. And please greet our friends in Prescott. Our guest today, Casey Johnson, she is the Prescott Chamber of Commerce coordinator. And if you have any questions, their Facebook page is a great resource. Is that correct?
Thank you.
Okay.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.